Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, just shooting from the hip. We just heard from the propagandist, again, coming to the conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals. Put that up against Matthew 5:13. They just highlighted that Adam Rich, dead at 54 years old. Eight is enough. I remember this kid when I was a little kid. You're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. Go to SOL Radio Live at the top there and subscribe to that page as well as beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of the page. They're telling you that this kid just died. Eight is enough actor Adam Rich. And then they said, notice what they said. They said they didn't know how he died. It was under investigation. This is the new thing they're trying to normalize, Americans. Okay? And I want to say this before I show you what I'm about ready to show you right now. If the American people do not right the wrongs, if the American people do not bring justice upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26:9, the injustice will become the new norm. That's how you add strength to tyranny, by letting it go, giving it a pass. Isaiah 51 verse 4 as well. Just highlighting this, okay? So we're hearing that Adam Rich just died. They said they didn't know how he died. Then they said it's under suspicion, right, as to how he died. And again, what I want you to see is the fact that Adam Rich, see, Bradley does his homework here, folks. Adam Rich says, I am vaccinated because I trust science. He said, I care more about the lives of my family and friends and even you than my own personal freedoms. He spelled freedoms, D-U-M-B-S. But it talks about how he went and got a shot. Okay, and again, they just don't know what's going on in the country. And I'm not making this up, but it is interesting to note that people are starting to catch on to this. I've just seen somebody for the first time on social media platforms saying, we're seeing this every day. Yeah, we've been seeing this for every day or every day for a year and a month to 2 months. 13 to 14 months now, folks. And that's right after they started to force comply the people, which they didn't have to comply with. They just did it because they were afraid. And it shows you who they serve. And it's not God. It's man. And it brings a snare, as it talks about in the book of Proverbs. What they also didn't tell you, since they brought it up, is this. A 16-year-old Las Vegas high school student collapsed and died while playing flag football, report says. Now, I can only imagine what her parents are going through right now. A beautiful, young, 16-year-old girl, just starting out in life, goes out and plays flag football with her friends, and she dies unexpectedly. And guess what, friends? The reason or cause of death is unknown. Isn't that amazing how that is happening just over and over and over again? Oh, and since they brought it up, look at this 17-year-old boy. The Cowboy State Daily reported 17-year-old Gillette basketball player dies unexpectedly on Monday. This is brand new. And folks, by the way, these brand new reports, I'm bringing forth brand new information on a daily basis. This is brand new. Oh, I didn't tell you about this one either. Mixed martial arts star Victoria Lee, she's dead at 18 years old. Okay, Americans, are we going to quit playing the fool here? Are we going to quit playing to the dupes of ill-designing men? Ephesians 4:14, are we going to wake up and realize what is going on here? This is a massive genocide taking place. Oh, wait a second. Since they brought it up, I wanted to show you this too. Little kids' cause of death now determined. What these people do is they sit around and they create these names as for the reason concerning the cause of death, when all the while they know exactly what the cause of death is. They know exactly what it is. Look at this, friends. 318 athletes. Cardiac arrest issues, serious issues, 178 people dead. This is after COVID shots. Okay, I wanted to show you this as well. I showed some of the people on Saturday. Notice how nobody knows where this is coming from. With roughly 1.7 million NFL hits in the last 50 years, why have we never seen an arrhythmia cardiac arrest before? But now they're telling you, and they just inserted it into the narrative as if this has been going on forever. But here, folks, here's to those that have their heads stuck in the sand, that are just going to go along to get along, okay? As I just got done saying to you, friends, if the people do not right themselves concerning the evils in which take place today by the wicked, if you allow that to go, this will become the new norm. This is what they're trying to establish now through their criminal narrative. Check this out. Experts are unsure about what is causing athletes to clap. To collapse, but absolutely positive it's not what you think. It's absolutely positive that it is not the vaccines. Do you see the sort of enemy that you're dealing with, folks? You are dealing with the people that mean to put the lie for the truth. You're dealing with the people that mean to put darkness for the light. These are the people that are inverting the truth. And then, Americans, you wonder why justice is upside down on its head? Isaiah 59. Consider the source. Going back to Adam Rich from Eight is Enough, I remember him. Remember, he said he trusts the science. Science is the study of creation. And how many times have I been through this before? God told us who is the creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. He told us not to do it in the first place. Leviticus 17:11, 19:19, going back to John 10:10. If the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy, that's all he has to do is get into the bloodline. And it's exactly what they were calling for, regardless if people want to pay attention to it or not, concerning what is in fact happening today. You know, it's interesting because on Saturday, I played a video of what they were doing in... I was just looking up the word Holocaust concerning what's taking place here in the present and how this is all coming around again and how the Third Reich... Oh, folks, there's a Fourth Reich on the horizon, okay? It's right before your eyes. But what's interesting to note is how all of these Holocaust survivors are warning the people in the present. They're giving you all the signs. They're telling you exactly what they do, how they do it. Well, I played a short video of a survivor of the Holocaust, and she has this warning for you. And I'm going to play it for you right on the other side of the break, just so you understand as to what we're dealing with here today. If we do not, the people in this country do not right themselves concerning the wrongs, the injustice will stand, and the new norm for ourselves will be more crime by adding strength to their tyrannies.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, somebody on social media platforms just got done saying, to the last point that I made, that experts are unsure about what is causing the athletes to collapse, but absolutely positive that it's not the vaccinations. Isn't that interesting? They'll cover that at all costs, and it's exactly what they've been doing since the beginning of this pandemic. Okay? Jeremiah 11:9, read it. They'll cover that at all costs because it's the narrative that they have been pushing since day one and that they continuously push in the face of the facts. Okay? And this is going to go on until the American people deal with the injustice. If you give this a pass, rest assured this will become the new norm and your posterity will be subject to the tyrants that you help create. That's the facts. It's our job to give the answers to the world, folks, not to just show them the problem. We show them the problem, but we also give them the answers. One person on social media platform said they're trying to blame global warming. That's all baloney, friends. Just, we all know this, right? This global warming things, they're just trying to create more tax. They're trying to wield more control over the people on a global basis. But the fact of the matter is, and we've played several news reels where the mainstream media and their useful idiots actually blurted the truth out in their confusion. When they're telling you that they are geoengineering, friends, they're responsible for dropping down these chemicals on mass populations across the world. This has been going on for a long time in this country. And for those that say, you know, I just don't don't believe it, again, it doesn't matter, because rest assured, friends, you are breathing this stuff in. And it tells us in 28:24 of Deuteronomy, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto you until he has consumed thee from off the face of the earth. And what he says in Deuteronomy 28:24, I want you to hear this, friends, is that he would spray down powder upon the people. You want it any more specific than that? Because that's exactly what he is saying. This is the fruit of a nation that is under the judgment of a Most High God. Period. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to show you a piece. I jumped over to a woman that was a Holocaust survivor. And when I was looking for this, it's interesting because I noticed that these Holocaust survivors are giving the American people warnings. I mean, all over the place. Just do a search, man. You're going to see all these old people that survived the Holocaust under Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, which, by the way, was only wounded. It was never killed. Remember, after the war, Eisenhower said that Adolf Hitler's body was never confirmed dead. You guys all know this, right? This is common knowledge. Adolf Hitler was never confirmed dead. They never found his body. President Eisenhower said that. Okay? Also keep in mind, they brought 1,800 war criminals over into America. That was called Operation Paperclip. And then also keep in mind, they took 30,000 of those war criminals and they deported them and imported them into Argentina. You are dealing with the Fourth Reich on a global basis. No question about it. But how do we prevent it? Well, we take heed to the warnings that have been given unto us. Ezekiel 33, read the whole chapter. What I want to do is I want to show you this woman here that gave us a warning, and I want you to listen carefully as to what she says and to what she is saying to the American people in giving warning. Okay?
With my family, listen carefully. I was only 3 and a half when my family and I were evicted from our home and deported to a concentration camp. Fear of infectious epidemics was exactly what the Nazis used to demonize Jews as spreaders of disease. Today, the unvaccinated are being accused of being spreaders of disease.
Just so you didn't think that we were too far out there, all of you conspiracy theory hunters, I want to say something to you. I need some more theories because they've all come true. And that's happening in the country that you're trying or you're adding concerning the help and the self-destruction of your country. And it's a sad day in America when people can't open their eyes and see the truth for what it really, really is. Somebody just sent this to me this morning, and I want to pull up a question. I'm only going to play a short piece of this, and it's a bombshell. We've had a thousand bombshells since the beginning of this pandemic. You know what's interesting about it is we know the WHO, we know the CDC, we know the NIH are operating through administrative powers. That means Congress is giving away power to those corporations that they have no delegated authority from we the people to give to them. So it means it's unconstitutional. It's an undermining of the U.S. Constitution. Oh, and there's those on the Supreme Court, those 9 unelected bureaucrats that are going right along with it and helping give them strength. It's a pretended authority, just for the record. It really, truly is. And that pretended authority just may take your life if you don't lawfully, intangibly deal with that unlawful policy. That is a pretended authority. But I want you to check this out, because here's another one. It's a bombshell, and it was given unto me. That's how they reported it, right? But I do want you to hear what this guy has to say, and I'm only going to play it for about a minute. And listen carefully as to where this falls concerning to whose front door all of this pandemic falls to, okay? And it should come as no surprise to those that are paying attention to what's going on in this country.
Our top story now, a bombshell new report shows that the Department of Defense, yes, the Pentagon, controlled the COVID-19 program from the very beginning, and everything we were told was political theater, basically to cover it up, right down to the FDA vaccine approval process. It was all theater. That means that human beings were used as props, essentially. According to newly obtained documents, the Pentagon used a combination of shady approval authorizations that are still in use, including the PREP Act, the Emergency Use Authorization, and other transaction authority, the OTA, all of which shielded big pharma agencies, medical participants that delivered unregulated vaccines from any liability and protected them, basically. We've gone through a lot of these.
Okay, so wait a second. So they're using our military to defend big corporations against our military. Okay, who's in that military? Our grandpas, our fathers, our brothers, our uncles, our cousins, our friends, our neighbors. So what's happening here? We're being told that the Department of Defense is shielding big corporations concerning their crimes against we the people. Well, then what begs the question is then who is then responsible for September 11th? I just told you. Accuse others of what you're guilty of and then accuse your political opposition once you get the dumbed down and the desensitized to believe what you're saying. Who's responsible for this, friends? Wait, isn't the Department of Defense, isn't that the same organization when we had Brian Bender on the radio program here? He's a reporter from the Boston Globe who did an ICE investigation under Barack Obama, and that investigation found that 5,000 members of the Department of Defense in the United States of America were in fact busted downloading child pornography. Yep, that's the same one. And without changing the topic of the show today, friends, it's interesting that this is all happening from within. And it's what the American people are tolerating, folks. I'm going to keep saying it. If the people in this country do not right themselves concerning the wrongs, the injustice will stand. And this will become the new norm. And you are adding strength to these people to continuously, to these wicked devils to continuously do the things that they're doing. But again, this all falls to the fruit of a nation that refuses to take heed to God. That's the truth. Nobody can deny that. That is the history of man. His dash story, it always falls to him because it's his story. Either you're going to be blessed as I rejoiced over you to do you good. I'll also rejoice over you to do you evil if you don't keep my commandments, statutes, and or judgments. Common sense comes into play. Let me go back to this point. You know, it's interesting that this guy, I don't know who he is, but it was a bombshell. The first thing I noticed was it was a bombshell docs reveal COVID-19 cover-up go straight to the top. But I also noticed that he had 1.6 million subscribers. But is anybody paying attention to what the scroll looks like on social media platforms? This is on YouTube. On YouTube. How on the Lord's green earth is this guy getting away with it? I was talking to Tim Brown, morning show host this morning, going through our contents, and I shared with you on Saturday when this website first started, it went from 750,000 unique visitors to 850,000 to tipping in on a million, and then all of a sudden, everything was pulled. How is this guy doing that? Can anybody help me? How is he still on YouTube? Wait, let me guess. He's got to be compromised somewhere because the fact of the matter is, friends, he's giving you information like that. We've gotten pulled for a third of what we just shared on his channel. What's going on here, folks? It's getting confusing, isn't it? Well, confusion is not of the Lord. Read Daniel 9:7. We're going to take a...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. It's not just the rain and the wind and the flooding putting much of California in danger from this latest big storm. Mudslides are a big danger, thanks to all the hills already saturated by previous storms that lost most of their trees and bushes in summer wildfires. Sentencing for Harvey Weinstein on his rape and sexual assault convictions in Los Angeles will not happen today. The judge moved it until late next month. House members will vote on new rules for the new session tonight, among them formation of a committee to look into what conservatives call the weaponization of the federal government. Prince Harry wants us to know.
None of anything that I've written, anything I've included, is ever intended to hurt my family.
But he tells 60 Minutes his new book does paint the full picture of his life growing up and dispels the idea that his wife ruined his relationship with his brother, the future king. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I want to cover just two more things, and then we're going to get over to the main topic because I need that time. But I wanted you to see what your said representatives have assumed when granting themselves authority that the people never gave to them. For the new time watchers or listeners, your rights come from God, not the generosity of the state. You receive your rights from God, okay? And what happens after you receive your rights from God, there's something called the Declaration of Independence, where those that serve we the people, who are the government, preamble to the U.S. Constitution, going back to the Declaration, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the governed under God. Okay, what's happening in America today is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. It is, in fact, the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful because it doesn't constitutionally exist. They do not have the authority that they're assuming. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that the first half of the show today, I've been highlighting all the people that have been dying from these said vaccinations. I'm highlighting more bombs concerning these exposés on the crimes of those that we already know are guilty of it. Okay, but we have to have like 1,000 of those before the American people do or say anything about what's going on. I guess they'll say, but very few actually do. And then I gave the warning that if the people in this country do not right themselves concerning these wrongs and bring justice upon the heads of those that are guilty for these crimes, this will become the new norm. Injustice, Americans, will stand. Injustice will stand. And that's not what we're made out of, right? Okay, so we have a government here. I want to show you two different things here really quick, and I just got to find them in time. This is the sign the Nazis used. The Nazis had a phrase which covered all abuses by the state, and it was, it's for your safety. Now, I'm not going to try to say that. Für Heil Sicherheit. Okay, that's the German. Bradley just got an A+ in his German class, right? But this is what the Nazis did. They always said it was for their safety, and that's what they did to begin to strip the people of that country of their power and authority to stand against the tyrannical ruin and totalitarian system of government of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich and the Nazis, okay? What's interesting about that, this is also the same government that's selling you the vaccines that has illegally sanctioned the murder of over 65 to 70 million babies in this country. Just want to make clear, these are the devils that are trying to convince you that they're looking out for you. But, you know, and I said during the last segment, Bill Gates and the such, they've already told you that they want to depopulate. So nobody can cover that up. Not even YouTube. Not even big tech such as Google. Not even the likes of Facebook or Twitter or any other big tech controlled media outlet, as they call themselves, that's under the control of the CIA. Just so you know, that's the truth of the matter, because they're all consolidated under the dictatorship of the CIA, which was back in the 40s called by President Harry Truman the American version of the Gestapo. Okay, so it all goes back, folks. There's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Read it when you get a moment. I want to show you what they're doing now. And again, it's they're just doing the unthinkable all day long. And people aren't even winking at it. Here, you ready for this? The USPS, the United States Postal Service, is the government said, is now allowed to continue delivering abortion pills. Can you make that up? Folks, this is your reflection. This is your said representatives that we know are extorted, that are corrupt from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. Did you tell them that that was okay to go ahead and deliver pills that murder babies in the wombs? Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Justice Department that said so. Oh, so it must be so. Does the Justice Department work for us? Does the executive branch of government work for us? Does the judicial branch of government work for us? Folks, the executive, judicial? I'm just asking the question. Do they work for us? Absolutely they work for us. Then what are they doing? I want to tell you what they're doing. Whatever you let them get away with. I wanted to show this to you before the end of the show, and I'm going to come back on the other side of this short video. And I want you to see how your said representatives act when it comes to them in transgressing of the law. 1 John 3:4. I want you to see how they think that they're above the law, that they don't answer to the people, and that they do whatever they want to do. Okay? I just want you to listen carefully. And by the way, you're going to hear from this patronizing clown in the circus of politics named Ted Cruz that does nothing but highlight the crimes like Jim Jordan, like Trey Gowdy, like Daryl Issa, like Jason Chaffetz. We call them the great American appeasers because they never bring forth charges. Rand Paul's a part of that. They're all a part of that. What they say and what they do are two different stories, folks. Matthew 23, verse 3. I want you to listen to Ted Cruz allegedly grilling the head of the FBI concerning January 6th. Now, last week I highlighted, or was it the week before, where I actually showed you a judge that was pulled over and how he talked to the police officers. And then another time I showed you a video, which was the same day, by the way, of a chief of police in Tampa Bay that was pulled over for doing something illegal, and the cop just looked at her and gave her a pass. And then I showed you another video of a representative saying, are you going to do this? Are you going to do this? Do you have any idea who I am? These people think they're above the law. That's the problem. And the American people have given them an attitude as to the one that you see on a daily basis, because you never hold them accountable, yet you have constitutional provision to not just impeach them, but to individually prosecute them. America, it's time to flex your righteous muscle under God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now check this alleged grilling by that of none other than the great patronizer, the clown, Ted Cruz. He has five offices throughout the United States of America, friends. Does he look like he's being importunate? Does it seem like he's really pressing into the FBI and righting the wrongs? Does it sound like he's going to actually bring forth justice upon their heads? Absolutely not. That's why we call this the circus of politics. Check this out. This is about January 6th. The point is, look how these said agencies believe that they're above the law.
Yeah. How many FBI agents actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
On January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Shortly thereafter, the FBI put out a public post listing, seeking information on individuals connected with violent crimes on January 6th. Among those individuals, in the bottom there, is Mr. Epps. The FBI publicly asked for information leading to the arrest. This was posted, and then, sometime later, magically, Mr. Epps disappeared from the public posting. My question to you, and this is not an ordinary law enforcement question, this is a question of a public accountability. Did federal agents actively encourage violent and criminal conduct on January 6th?
So much of the other answers I cannot answer.
I cannot answer. These agencies, folks, are subservient to the American people. By the way, the FBI, the CIA, the ATF, they're all unconstitutional. It's the government creating these agencies to fortify themselves against the people and their political opposition. It's exactly what's going on. 1-866-582-9933. Prove me wrong. It's exactly what they've been doing for decades in this country. They believe that they are above the law, and they act accordingly. Did you give them the right to act in such a fashion? No, and are they worried about what the American people will do? Absolutely not. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you, I'm not talking about revenge. I'm not talking about vengeance here. I'm talking about justice, and there's a big difference. It's to cause those that represent we the people, that they work for us, we do not work for them. It's also a reminder that we're not called as Americans to overthrow the Constitution, but we as Americans are called and demanded and obligated by God and man to overthrow those that pervert the Constitution, and it's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. This is a reflection of the American people and what it is that the American people will tolerate in their own backyards. And it's shameful. It's embarrassing. We have become a byword. The world is laughing at us while they're hoping that we get it right, that we can right the wrongs in their own backyards, because the wrongs that are being committed against them in many countries is starting here first in America. And again, let me remind you, shame on Americans for tolerating this in any sense of the word. I got this a video, and it was sent to me, and I've heard of this some time ago, and I've always suspected it in a weird way. And it's, when I say it's a weird way, it's something your head doesn't want to acknowledge. But I got a video that's 17 minutes long here, and I'm going to append it to social media platforms. And what it is, they're finding human remains in fast food. And it's not just about McDonald's, okay? What I'm going to do on the other side of this break is I'm going to come back and I'm going to share with you a comprehensive list of food companies and products that use something called Cenemix, okay? Cenemix. It's used aborted babies. Oh, and folks, if you think you're eating something that's not yet contaminated by Cenemix, I can almost guarantee you, you're going to catch up with me real quick, because you probably are. It's really that sick. I showed my wife this earlier, and it's like, oh my gosh, what can we eat? Well, then it goes back, folks, to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, right? We need to get back to raising our own chickens and our own hogs and our own crops and cattle and whatever the case is. We need to go back to the old past, and we need to feed ourselves in such a fashion. So what do we see with that front? Well, if you live rurally, if you live out in the country, you see the government trying to come in and dictate what you can do and what you can't do concerning your farms, who you sell it to, what you can sell, what you can't sell. It's incredible. This isn't America, friends. This is not America. This is foreign to America, but this is what is promised to a nation that forgets God. Period. My daddy. Psalm 9:16 and 17. We'll be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wanted to let you know on social media platforms, please go over there. I just appended this video that somebody had sent over to me. It's about 17 minutes long. I do not have to, the time to share it on the radio. It's called Human Remains in Fast Food. It comes from a pretty solid source named Jim Crenshaw. You might want to go ahead and check that out, friends, just so you know what you're putting in your body. Okay, so I just received this, and it's called Kingdom Clarity. And Tim Brown's Sons of Liberty Radio morning show host shared with me this morning that he had posted something pretty similar to this last year. And what it is, it's a comprehensive list of food companies and products that use Cenemix. It's used aborted babies. Now, I want to get to the brands and so on and so forth just to show you how everything has been completely corporate incorporated. I mean, you want to talk about a fascist state, folks, and I've highlighted this several times. I'm all over the country, as a matter of fact, highlighting even now. I'm going to be in San Diego next week. I'm the main speaker over there. Just a real quick insert in this conversation here. This will be Wednesday. The third Wednesday of the month, I will be in San Diego. But what's interesting to note, folks, is how vast... how they have their hands, their tentacles in everything that we do. A large number of major food and drink brands across the United States and around the world have partnered. This is this alliance that I continuously reiterate, and this is which brings about the fascist state, the government and corporations working together against the people, not for the people. Okay, and there's supposed to be checks and balances in this government. I'm just trying to figure out where they're at, but again, that falls to the people. But what I want you to see here, friends, is that the San Diego-based company Cenemix, which has created a flavor enhancer using the cell lines of an electively aborted human being. Okay? And it's again, Cenemix here. Go ahead and look at this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, just so you can see it. Cenemix, Cenomyx. It's a flavor enhancer. Okay, so let's get to this. Below is a comprehensive list of brands and products that currently use or have used Cenemix. You ready for this? Okay, let's just go to brands really quick. The Pepsi Company. Okay? Baby DNA. Baby aborted. Aborted baby in these drinks. Starbucks. Frito-Lay, Quaker, Gatorade, Lipton, Nestle, of course, Wonka, Kraft. Of course, we knew Kraft was corrupt a long time ago. Matter of fact, I remember one year when I was a little kid hearing about that. I think it was Kraft, and you know, when you looked at all the, I believe they still have mono. I haven't watched TV in 23 years, 2 Corinthians 6:17, James 4:4, Romans 12:2. But what's interesting to note is I remember there used to be something called soap operas, and who was paying for those soap operas were companies that were, in fact, sowing money into the Church of Satan. And they had, I believe Phil Donahue did a show on it, and it was so controversial during that time, they never aired it. You can go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you. It's factual. Okay? So I know Kraft is very corrupt that way. We have Cadbury, Adams, I believe that's a chocolate company, I'm guessing here. Campbell Foods, Coca-Cola, Soleil, Pepsi Company again. For a list of all brands and products, signed a four-year, $30 million agreement in 2010 for research and development R&D with Cenemix. Aborted baby. It goes on with, again, Kraft. Then we have it in alphabetical order. I want you to see this. And you have all these Baby Ruth's, Bitto Honey, Butterfingers, California Pizza Kitchen. Folks, I guarantee you that you're going to find this in all of the ingredients for the most part, unless it's completely set apart from that which has been incorporated. But it shows you the power of corporation and how they must be broken up lawfully, friends. Okay, then we have Chunky, Carnation. That's for milk and so on and so forth. Coffee Mate have Cinemax in it. Crunch. Then we go to D's Drumsticks. Edie's Ice Cream. Go to F, Frosty Paws. You may have these in your backyard. In Minnesota, we don't have that. We have Gobstoppers. It's a candy. And then Goobers is a peanut butter and jelly mixed. It has Cinemax in it. Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Hot Pockets has it. Juicy Juice, 100% fruit juices. They're not 100%, folks. It's interesting if you take the time to look at, like, for example, you get the Minute Maid, and it says made with real ingredients, and then you turn it around, and it says less than 3% of real lemonade added. It's all false advertising is what it is. But again, it should come as no surprise, folks. When you expect the truth to come from people that don't have truth in them, what do you expect? John 8:44. You have L. You have Laffy Taffy, Lean Cuisine, Lean Pockets, M, Milo Powdered Beverage, Ready to Drink, Maggie's Seasonings has Cinemax in that. We have Nerds going to the ends, Nescafe, Nesquik, Nestea, Nips, Nitto, going to O, O Henry, Ovaltine, P, and a lot of this is sold as health foods too, by the way. And then you have P, which is push-ups and pixie sticks, Raisinets, Runts, which is R, and then going on to S, Snow Caps, Spree, Stouffer's, Sweet Tarts. Wow. Has Cinemax in there. Used aborted baby parts. and I'm sure it's been ground down to powder, forgive me, ground down to powder, Cinemex. This is in these foods, friends. Going back down to S now, we have Sweet Tarts going to T. We have Taser Choice, the Skinny Cow. Oh, my goodness. This, don't even tell me this is true. Tombstone Pizzas. Tombstone, that used to be a huge treat for me and my brother. We'd get one every Friday. That was a huge deal for me and my brother. The Skinny Cow, Toll House has Cinemax in them. We have W, now is Wonka, and 100 grand. I think that's a candy bar. And then it goes on to even going into pet foods. It goes into candies, chips, gum, soup, condiments, medicines. Imagine what's in Heinz ketchup now that I think about this. and it's not even funny. But what do you, I mean, this is ridiculous, folks. No wonder why so many people are going back to growing their own gardens and buying chickens and creating little barns in their backyard. No wonder why the government's trying to come in and tell them what they can't do and what they can do on their own property. Anybody having a problem with this? They even have it in beverages, water, soda, energy, coffee, tea, milk. Oh, my goodness, folks. Really, you can't make it up. I seen one with Starbucks has it, obviously. Frito-Lay has it. I said Gatorade. Quaker's another one. Lipton. They all have Cinemax in. That's a huge aborted baby parts. And, of course, it's written down or broken down into powder, which is intermixed into your food. I seen waters here, too. And I'm looking for those waters right now, and I know that there's a little button I'm supposed to probably hit. Cinemax was found... Cinemax was found make about, that's what it said, $29.32 million in 2017. What products do they serve? According to their own company description, Cinemax knows a good thing when it smells it. And it's pretty crazy that they would use that. And you may wonder what they mean by human receptor genes. That's explained in the final detail or finer detail here on a U.S. government document. And then, folks, what it does is it breaks it down into other categories into, oh, my goodness, other categories in finer detail so everybody might know. I'm trying to punch in one of these right now, and for some reason it's not letting me do it, which, again, does not come as no surprise to us over here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. But, again, friends, if you're just joining us, because I can see that you are, and thank you for so many joining us today, we have a comprehensive list of food companies and products that use Cinemix. It's used aborted baby. Is what it is. And again, it has everything and anything that you can think of that you probably eat or drink in its ingredients. So, I mean, folks, where does this stop? No wonder why there's so much sickness. I brought this up some time ago. There was a picture of people on the beach in 1970. And you could not find, this is in Florida, and it was just a random picture taken, and someone just posted it and said, look, can you find one person that's overweight in this picture on the beach in the 1970s? There was not one. Not one. Many of the diseases that we now have today, they weren't even in existence back in the 70s. And there's a high percentage of that. Of course, because it's what they're putting in these foods, folks. I mean, but to take it to another level... But the list of food companies and products that use Cinemix, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take this article and I'm going to append it to the bottom of that Rumble feed, even as we speak today. Thank you for joining me. Please subscribe. Please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And we will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.